On that note, good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. Okay, so we're going to turn to Simon Reish Beis, chapter 202. if you have English numbers on the right-hand side of the page at the top, then it should be page 210. Reshbet. That's the one also.
This one has numbers on the left and the right too. Where
do I go? I can't. Take your glasses off, then you won't be able to see them. Take the left lens out. Okay. Halacha bet. So the first halacha we saw, which was fruits of the tree, when to speak to discuss wine, right, and wine mixtures, where we saw there's a distinction about whether you deliberately are mixing it in to make like a mulled wine, to make a spiced wine. There, I'm going to say the wine is the main thing. So you're as long as it's not diluted more than 1 in 6, it still retains its status as wine. However, if it got mixed in with something sort of accidentally, something you're not really interested in, then being mixed together, like wine mixed in together with beer, then we're going to follow the ikkah. We're going to follow the main thing, which is based on majority. Yeah, if the majority is wine, it gets brei pri hagafen. If not, then it gets shehakol. Okay, now we are still talking about grapes.
That's a good question. You have something and. Something got mixed in, but you really weren't interested in having that. It's just someone dumped some of this in, but you didn't want it.
So in all these cases, we're going to say you have to make the majority. You have to make the bracha on the ikkah, on the main thing, as the rule which we're going to see in the Gemara is that mevarchim ala ikkah. That you make the bracha on the main thing, on the ikkah, and that exempts the bracha on the tuffel, which is the secondary thing.
So if you wanted beer and some wine got in,
and some wine spilt in, then we're going to make a bracha on the ikkah. It could be, yeah, that if the wine fell in was majority, roiv, yeah, now so much wine fell in, even though I had in mind I wanted to drink beer, but we've got to objectively look at this mixture now that we have it in front of us, and objectively say, well, what's the ikkah now? And there we're going to follow the majority.
Even though that wasn't your intent.
Even though that wasn't your intent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now this is the halacha of mini grapes. Okay, mini grapes.
We'll
Anavim Katanim. Haboisar. Boisar are grapes which have not yet grown to be fully ripe. Okay? So the bracha on grapes, of course, we know, is Borei Pri Ha'etz. Now the question is, what about something which has not yet fully grown, which is not yet ripe? So this is the halacha of Boisar. Haboisar calls man as long as Shaloi Higia, that it has not yet arrived at lichpoil halavan, like a white bean. Yeah, this is a measurement, a size of a white bean. Mevarich olav boirei peri ha'adama. The bracha is not going to be boirei peri ha'itz. The bracha is actually only going to be boirei peri ha'adama.
Until what point?
Umishahu kapoil halovon ve'elach, once it arrives at poil halovon, at this measurement of like a white bean, and onwards and larger, then mavarich alav bayre pri haitz.
So yesterday it was
bayre pri adama because it wasn't yet the size of a poil halovon, and now today that it's grown that size, it's going to be bayre pri haitz.
Okay.
Okay.
And then when you make wine out of it, it becomes
Vayirei pri hagafen. Ooh, 1 second. Are you making wine out of boiser, which has not arrived at Poel HaLavan, or boiser that has arrived out of Poel HaLavan?
Would that make a difference?
What do you think?
No. Because wine is wine.
Okay. And a grape is a grape. A grape is grape rates. So why, when it's not yet, when it's boiser, that is not yet Poel HaLavan, do you not make grape rates? A grape is a grape. Okay, so we have to understand what's going on. Why is it that a grape does not have its what's called the bracha haru'uya, the appropriate bracha of grape, of berry pre-eats, before it's yet reached Poel HaLavan? And then we'll see if that makes a difference in wine. Okay, good. Now, the question which you should be asking is, what's a white bean? And what's the size of a white bean? And, what is this? What are we talking about? What is the size we're talking about? So here, the Shulchan Aruch says, U'metoich shaloi noida lonu shir Poel HaLavan. But seeing as we don't know the shear of the measure of the Poel HaLavan, we don't know how big that is. We don't know which type of white bean. There are many different types of white beans. Yeah, and to work it out exactly the shear, the measure of the Poel HaLavan. Seeing as we don't know the measure, la'olam mevarech borei pri ha'adama, we always make the bracha of borei pri ha'adama. Add until sheyia godel b'yoser, until it'll be much bigger, until it's clear, until it's sure, we're absolutely sure that this is already a grape. This is already big enough that there's no question about it, it's a grape.
I mean, when it was small, you didn't know it was a grape?
When it was small, it was b'yoser. B'yoser is not yet grown, not fully ripened, not fully grown grapes. So we're not saying that it has to be fully grown, but it has to be bigger than a shear that we would question, oh, is this Poel HaLavan? Is this something which has not yet got the status of a grape? So there we've got to err on the side of caution, and we're going to say the bracha of Bayre Pri Adama until we're sure that this is a measure of a grape which is considered a grape and not considered Boiser, mini grape.
Now the next question is, would you eat it if it wasn't?
Oh, excellent. Mr. Steinberg, you're asking all of the questions. You're on the ball today.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Now, what do we mean that, what is this Bayre Pri Adama? Why are we making Bayre Pri Adama over here? Yeah, if it's a fruit of the tree, it's valid, very good. Okay, it is valid, absolutely right. What professor is referring to is a halacha that if you take an apple and you don't know what came over you, but you made the wrong bracha and you say Bayre Pri Adama, you're yotzi.
Because
it's a fruit of the ground.
Right.
Yeah? Fruit of the tree is more specific. But it is a fruit of the ground. Yeah, end of the day, you can't deny it's a fruit of the ground. It didn't grow from Mars. Yeah, it's a fruit of the ground. But more specific, we have to be more specific with the bracha. Being more specific would say it's a fruit of the ground, but it's also a fruit of the tree, which is more specific. If you did it the other way around, you took a fruit of the ground, you took a tomato, and you said Bayre Pri Ha'etz, then you're not Yetzi, because it's not a fruit of the tree. Yeah, that's a fruit of the vine or a fruit of the ground. Yes, yeah, so there you're not Yetzi. But the other way around, you are Yetzi. So the professor is saying that because you're Yetzi. Yeah, you're Yetzi at the end of the day. You still fulfill your obligation if you say Bayre Pri Adama. So that's the bracha. The question is, though, why don't you make the bracha haru'iyah? Why don't you make the proper bracha? Why don't you make Bayre Pri Ha'etz?
Because the grapes are small, just hasn't earned the privilege of getting eitz.
Why not?
I don't know why not. You're going to tell us.
Give me some reason.
It doesn't provide the pleasure, the enjoyment. It's a white bean. I know what a little white bean looks like. It's not much bigger than a couple of seeds. Nothing to it. And if it has seeds inside, too,
Yeah, but you're, I mean, it still tastes good.
It's a lot of work.
What's a lot of work?
Eating a grape that tiny, if it has seeds.
It doesn't matter. If the, I mean, the pomegranate is full of seeds.
Yeah, but you eat them. That's not the point. People don't look forward to it. People look forward to the larger grape.
This is a question of how much we're looking forward to. We're taking, this is halachic reasoning over here.
How
okay.
Much respect it gets. It's
respect.
It doesn't get the respect of.
So we don't, you know. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Look down at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Bet. Over here. Over there. Yeah, you'd bet. You got it?
Right there.
See it? Yep, there you go. Okay. But, no. One second. No. Yeah, good. Oh, Beirei Pri HaAdama. It gets the bracha of Beirei Pri HaAdama. Why? The kol davar. Because anything, shegodel al ha'ilan, which grew on a tree, ve'enoi ikar ha'pri, and it's not the main fruit itself, Beirei Pri HaAdama. That gets the bracha of Beirei Pri HaAdama.
What does that mean? Do you want to try that on me?
Yeah. You talk about if you're eating the leaves, if you're eating
junk. Excellent. So this is referring to a Gemara in Maseches Brachas, which speaks about a tzlaf tree. A tzlaf tree is a tzlaf. A tzlaf tree is a tree which is indigenous to Israel and to the Middle East. It is a tree which grows out of rocks. Whenever you see rocks and there's like trees growing out of it, it's usually tzlaf. This is the tree, tzadik lamed fei.
Okay.
Tzlaf. This is the tree which grows out of the kosel. Yeah, you see the branches and the mass of leaves. That's a tzlaf tree. A tzlaf tree is a caper tree. Yeah, capers is the they're called kafresin. No, not kafresin.
And kafresin.
Kafresin, I think kafresin. So there are actually, the Gemara discusses the fact that there are actually five different types of edible part of the tzlaf tree. Five parts. There are the leaves, which are edible. There are the caper itself, which is edible. There's the peel.
C-A-P-E-R.
Capers. Capers, yeah. There's the peel of the capers, which is edible. There is the, maybe there's only four. And there's the flower of the caper, which is edible.
So what you're saying is each one has a different bracha?
So the only one which actually gets the bracha of Beirei Pri HaEitz is the caper itself. Everything else gets Beirei Pri HaAdama. Because it's not the main fruit. It's edible. It's edible. It's delicious. Yeah, maybe yummy. But it's not the main fruit. As long as it's not the main fruit, which probably means the main fruit is the most delicious out of
okay,
all of them.
Okay, so you get grape leaves. Some people have...
Let's say they would be edible. People do. They wrap up something. Vine leaves. Yeah, they wrap rice or
so
things of them.
So if
yeah.
you're eating that... that
it's edible. It's a fruit of the tree. You should say Beirei Pri HaEitz. No. Seeing as it's not the Iker HaPri, it's not the main product of the Ilan, of the tree, it doesn't get a bracha of Beirei Pri HaEitz. So too over here, a Boiser, it's the same as a grape. Yeah, it's just not a fully ripened grape. But it's not the Iker HaPri. That's not why we grow a grapevine. You grow a grapevine to get grapes.
Now,
you don't grow a grapevine to have mini grapes.
These small ones, are they not matured, or are they just small? There's a difference.
They are not matured.
Okay.
They're not matured.
They would be
big, yeah, indeed.
So it is the
indeed. However,
you should have patience.
You should have patience, but at this point now, this is not the main purpose of the tree. You don't plant your tree to pick your grapes early and eat them as boiser.
Unless you're desperate.
Unless you're desperate. If you're desperate, then...
to other fruits?
Great question. That comes up later in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't know what is the shear, what's the measure of the poel halavan of the white bean, because there are different types of white beans, right? There are big white beans, there are smaller white beans. The one which the Gemara is referring to when it says poel halavan, yeah, we don't know which one it's referring to. Therefore, we err on the side of caution. Now we have a very interesting question. Yeah, so we say that seeing as we don't know the measure, the right measure, yeah, of what is considered the white bean and what is the measure that the grape is going to get Bari Priya eats. So we always make a Bari Priya Adama until it comes to a considerable size where there's no suffix, there's no doubt.
No question,
yeah. So there's a very interesting question. There's the very interesting question which comes up about this as well. Have a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Dalit. Got it?
So we're skipping?
We're going to skip, yeah. Sif Katan Yud Dalit. Mishum, why is it that how can we get away with just making Bari Priya Adama all the time? Mishum, because the Bidyavet in Beirach Bari Priya Adama al Priha Eitz Yatza, as the professor mentioned, seeing as Bidyavet, after the fact, if you said Bari Priya Adama on a fruit of the tree, Yatza, you fulfilled your obligation. Umikol Mokim. Nevertheless, however, there's going to be a bit of a problem. Now, again, what is this? What is the status? What is the bracha status of this fruit? Yeah, of this boiser now? We're not sure. Yeah? There's a measure where it's tiny, tiny, tiny. That we're sure. It's not Bari Priya. That's definitely Bari Priya Adama. Then you got like a full-size fruit. Yeah, Godel B'Yoser, as the Shulchan Aruch says, when it's big enough, that we're sure that's Bari Priya Eitz. Everything in the middle, that's a suffix. Yeah, the reason we're saying Bari Priya Adama is because we have a doubt. We don't know. Is it a fruit? Is it a true? Is it yeah, or not? So, ask you a question. What's going to be the after bracha when you have a grape of that middle size?
Well, usually, if you make Bari Priya Eitz, you would...
Very good. If you make Bari Priya Eitz, you say, Mayein Sholish. You say the long after bracha. Yeah. If you say Bari Priya Adama...
Bari Nefashos.
It's Bari Nefashos, right? If you have a mini Baiser, there's no question. You make the bracha of Bari Priya Adama, it gets a Bari Nefashos. If you have a big grape, it gets a Mayein Sholish. What about in this middle bracket, where the only reason we're making a Bari Priya Adama is because we have a suffix. A suffix, it might be a fruit, it might be Priya Eitz, it might be Priya Adama.
One would think.
Yeah? So we are making, why do we say on this side that we make the Priya Adama? Because at the end of the day, you can be Yaitzi. Yeah, you can fulfill your obligation by saying Bari Priya Adama. The other way around, you can't say Priya Eitz because maybe it's Priya Adama, and then you could not Yaitzi.
And it would follow that you'd probably Bari Nefashos afterwards.
So, essentially, yeah, the reason we're making the Bari Priya Adama is because you want to be Yaitzi, right? Because you can be Yaitzi that way around. Now, the after bracha, though, we have a bit of a problem. Because the halacha is, by the after bracha, that if you say Bari Nefashos on something which obligates a Mayein Shalish, or a Mayein Shalish on something which obligates a Bari Nefashos, you're not Yaitzi.
Oh, really?
Neither way round are you Yaitzi. Therefore, the Bracha Rishona, yeah, the first Bracha, we're going to say, on the side of caution, Priya Adama, because that way you can be Yaitzi anyway. After Bracha, there's no caution.
If you're wrong, you're wrong.
If you're wrong, whatever you're going to say, you may be absolutely wrong and not Yaitzi. You didn't fulfill your obligation. So what do you do?
Wouldn't because that's about as general as you can get.
So as we said, the halacha is that a berei nefashos does not count for something which obligated a mayein shalish.
To eat bread with it. But that's not
says Professor, eat bread with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's go back. Umikol mokim, nevertheless, b'chgoin zeh, in this case, ein le'chol mehem, you are, should not eat from them, kashir, an amount, shechayev bracha achrayna, which obligates you a bracha achrayna. Why? Because you can't, there's no bracha achrayna to make. You can't make a bracha achrayna. So have a couple of grapes. Have a small measure that you're not obligated to bracha achrayna, because then it's fine.
What's the minimum for grapes?
A kazayis, which is 3 or 4 average size grapes.
Okay.
4 or 5 maybe. Yeah, so you can have a couple of grapes. Yeah, well, these are mini ones, so you can maybe have a dozen grapes, but make sure you don't have enough that obligates you a bracha achrayna, because there's nothing you can say. Ella, unless b'sei chasuda. Unless it's in a meal. Yeah, if you washed, then you're allowed to have more than a measure, because then your benching, the benching is gonna cover that. Kevin Shu Safek, seeing as it is a Safek, it's a doubt, im yivarech achareya mein sholish or berei nefashos. Whether you say berei nefashos or mein sholish, and as we mentioned, the halacha is that one doesn't cover the other. Okay?
So you're utilizing a workaround as opposed to getting a definitive answer.
Yeah, this is only because we have a suffix. We have a doubt whether what it is. Is it the right size? Is it not the right size? We have many types of white bean. Yes, we're not sure what the right size is. Yeah, so we've got a workaround. There is a workaround, because you can, at the end of the day, you can always say Brei Pri Adama and Be Yaitzi. But the after bracha, you can't say Brei Nefashos and Be Yaitzi. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the halacha. Okay, now, let's go on a little bit more, and then we'll see an interesting question, another interesting question that comes up. Shar Kol Ha'ilon, as Victor asked, we're going to go back into the Shulchan Aruch. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, up the top.
What number?
On your one, it's line 4, third word in. On yours, it's Shar. Third line down,
okay.
four lines from the end. 4 words from the end.
V'shar
kol ha'ilan. And all other types of fruit, all other types of tree. Misha yaitziu pri. As soon as the fruit comes out, mevarchim alav b'yirei pri ha'etz. It gets the bracha of b'yirei pri ha'etz.
Even though it's maybe small?
Even though it may be small, as soon as the fruit emerges and it's edible, yeah, then it gets the bracha haru'uya immediately. Yeah, it doesn't get this intermediary bracha. It gets the bracha haru'uya immediately.
Ru'uya
meaning the appropriate bracha of an apple.
Of whatever
it is.
Even if it's a little teensy apple?
Even if it's a teeny, teeny, teeny apple, it's just started to come out as a fruit, then it gets the bracha haru'uya immediately.
So why is...
Ubilvad, as long as shelo yehei mar, that it's not bitter, or ofutz, or sour, but yaiser, as long as it's not too bitter or sour, until it's not, it's so bitter or so sour that it's not ruy la'achila, it's not edible. Yeah, it's not fit for consumption. Afilu al yedei achak, even if someone forced you, even if someone pushed you to eat it. Da'az ein mevarich malav klal, because then it's not going to get a bracha at all. No bracha at all.
If it's not edible.
If it's not edible.
So
even al yedei achak, even in a sticky situation where you're starving hungry.
So this is anything other than grapes.
Oh, excellent. So this is anything other than grapes. Anything other than grapes gets immediately, as soon as it's edible, it's Brei Pri Ha'etz. Grapes, as soon as it's edible, Brei Pri Adama. When it becomes a shear, the measure of Poila Lavan? Brei Pireitz.
Why?
Why? What is the difference? What should be the difference? So remember, why do we say in the first place that the Boiser gets, these mini grapes, gets a bracha of Brei Pri Adama?
Because it's edible.
But why does it only get Brei Pri Adama?
Because it's not the main fruit.
Because it's not the main fruit, right? It's not the main fruit. Why? Because you grow grapes for to have grapes. Yeah, you don't grow it for this Boiser. Maybe you do. They're edible. Mini grapes. Have you ever seen these like mini grapes that come in the things? They're perfectly very nice. Perfectly edible. What is it about Boiser which makes it not the Ikar Pri? So this comes back to a question, I think, Mr. Steinberg, your first question that you raised, which was wine. Wine cannot be made out of Boiser. Grapes, which are so small, they have not yet reached a shear of Poil HaLavan. Yeah, they're still Boiser, they're still too small. It does not turn into wine. It doesn't ferment, it doesn't work as wine.
At that stage.
At that stage, you cannot, it is impossible to make wine out of Boiser. Okay? Therefore, seeing as the main function of grapevines and grapes is for wine, yeah, the majority of grapes in the world that are planted in the world, they're not for grapes, not for actually the eating of grapes. Yeah, much more wine and grape juice is consumed in the world than grapes are. Yeah, the main purpose of planting grapevines is for the wine itself. Therefore, a grape which is not yet possible to make wine from it, that can't be Ikar HaPri. That's not the main purpose of the tree. That's not the main product of the tree. The main product of the tree is a grape which can produce wine. Until a grape can produce wine, until a grape is at the right shear, the right measurement that it can produce wine, it's not called a grape. It's not called a grape. Yeah, it's not called a grape. It's not a grape. It's not the Ikar HaPri. It's not the main purpose of the pri.
Now, some time ago, we were mentioning oranges. Some oranges are...
For orange juice, yeah, great.
For orange juice.
We'll come to this. Okay. It's a little, there's a bit more that we have to learn to know about oranges.
That's on the
but
way.
ostensibly, you would be right that, and this is the shita, as you mentioned, this is the opinion of the Chazan Ish, who held that seeing as most oranges of specific species, you have Florida oranges, seeing as most oranges are planted for juice. Orange juice, yeah, then that would indeed be the Ikar.
Yeah,
that would indeed be the Ikar HaPri, the main purpose of the Pri, and it would get Brei Pri Ha'etz on the orange juice itself, according to the Chazon Ish. But there's a lot more that we have to learn before we get there. So this is only by grapes. By grapes, you have this distinction, seeing as grapes are planted for wine. And wine is only possible when it's not Boiser, when it's fully grown, when it goes past that shear. Yeah, so there, by grapes, we're going to say, well, we're going to have to distinguish. Is it the Ikar HaPri or not? Is it the main fruit, the main product or not? That depends how big it is. Other fruits, which are planted for the fruit itself, yeah, you plant an apple tree to get apples. Yeah, to eat apples. So as soon as it's an edible apple, that's the Ikar HaPri. That's the main product of the tree. Yeah? Make sense?
Oh, well, sometimes you have apple juice.
So, okay, sometimes you have apple juice. Yeah.
Apple juice is made from what's called falls.
Who?
Falls.
Apples which fall.
The apples that fell from the tree and are rotting on the ground.
That's cider, no?
Apple juice, too.
I thought it was just cider. Cider is rotten apples, no?
Not necessarily rotten, but they've been on the ground for a little while. They may have wormholes and whatnot. I knew a man from Maine who was involved in apple.
A man from Maine.
And he said He will never
drink. A main man.
He will never drink apple juice, he told me. He says he knows too much.
Yeah, if you don't know, you just take it from the...
And we would say bottle b'shishim, doesn't matter. Yeah.
What if the fruit is mar, but not too much?
Oh,
which
good.
Means it's
so,
still
so
edible.
This, yeah, excellent. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. As long as it's not mar, yeah, that it becomes inedible.
Okay.
Meaning, inferring, that if it's mar, but it's what's called ne'echel al yedei adchak, it's edible, if someone forced you to eat it, you'd eat it. Yeah, if someone forced you and said, like, ha, eat this, you know, I dare you to eat this, eat this thing, which is so bitter and so sour that it's inedible, you know, you would say no. Yeah, as long as you'd say, if you force me, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, there, what's inferred from the Shulchan Aruch is that it gets the bracha ru'ya. Yeah, that gets the full bracha of Bayi Pri Eitz. Now, I should mention that there is a shita, there is an opinion of the Chayei Adam, which actually disagrees with this. Yeah? And says that as long as it's so sour that you would only eat it al yedei hadchak, yeah, if someone forced you, or if in a pressing situation, al yedei, it's ne'echal al yedei hadchak, it's edible in a case of doichak, which is like in a press, yeah. So according to the Chayei Adam, that gets the bracha of Shehakol. Yeah, according to the Chayei Adam, it gets the bracha of Shehakol. Now,
on the basis of
the fact that I believe that he holds that it's not a fruit. Yeah, it's not a fruit. It's not a fruit of the tree at all. It's not just that it's the secondary. Let me just check this one second. I think what he means is because it's not really edible. Yeah, something is not really edible. You can't call it a fruit. You're not. It's not a fruit.
And
it's not really something that's edible. So Bayi Pri Adama is reserved for something which is essentially a fruit. Yeah, on any other tree, a fruit like that would taste like that and would be that size would be a fruit, just because grapes are only planted for wine, yeah, that's why it goes down in its status. That's why it loses its bracha. Yeah, so Adama is not really a bracha which is made on fruits of the tree. Yeah, it's either it's a fruit and it's a Bayi Pri Eitz, or it's this quasi status of a grape, which is an interesting status, or it's not a fruit. Yeah, it's not really edible. You'd only eat it, Ali Deyat Chak, it's so bitter. Yeah, you'd eat it, it's edible. Okay, so it gets the shackle. It's not
okay,
a fruit.
Okay, now let me introduce a complication.
Yeah.
Because there are always complications.
Absolutely.
What if you have something that's hydroponic?
Yes, good question. So hydroponic, I have to admit, I don't know the details of the halacha for this.
General,
but hydroponic is essentially something which is not grown, which is not grown from the ground. It is something which is grown in the air.
It's never attached to the
ground. Yeah, it's never attached to the ground. which is grown in the air, essentially like very similar to a mushroom. Yeah, similar to a mushroom. It's not attached to the ground. It grows from its spores from the air. It gets its sustenance and it gets its nutrients
attaches itself to the ground as opposed to being growing from the ground.
Right, exactly. So a mushroom is the brachan mushroom is shahakal. Yeah. I have to admit, I don't know the brach on hydroponic. I don't know what
because
the...
I've heard of people, like, you get hydroponic tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of the brach being made of shakol. I'm sure there's
a very interesting blee neder. I'll look into it, and I'll let you guys know next week. I have to remember. Okay. Yeah.
So none of this makes this simple.
No, there's complications. You have to know all of the details, as with every area of halacha. Okay, let's go weiter. Haggah. Let's see the Ramah, which is now, you're going to see non-bold letters in the Shulchan Aruch, and you're going to see Haggah. You got it? Yeah, you got it there. And Professor? It is one line up from the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch, just towards... So just a few words after that, it says Haggah. Hey, Gimel, hey. It goes into Rashi's script there. Yeah, because this is the Ramah now. So the Ramah is going to add... Oh, this is very interesting. So here we've discussed a little bit about the different...
The Ramah is not in our one.
In your one, the Ramah is in Rashi's script. In our one, the Ramah is just not bold. It's a smaller font.
All right.
So this is now where we're seeing a distinction between the Sephardi halacha and Ashkenazi halacha, because the Ramah is now going to bring another opinion, which the Shulchan Aruch didn't introduce us to. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch's world, we've got Baisar, grapes, and everything else. Yeah, grapes has this intermediary stage. Everything else doesn't. As long as it's edible, even Ali Deyat Chak, it gets a bracha of Brei Pirates. Yeah, according to the Ramah, we have another opinion. V'yesh Oimrim, there are those that say the Al Charuvin, that on carobs, Einai Mavarich Bayrei Pri Ha'etz, you do not make the bracha of Bayrei Pri Ha'etz, ad until Sheyeroe Bohen Kamin Sharshrois Shel Charuvin, until you see strands of carobs. V'chein Bezesim, and similarly, with what it means is, obviously, how carobs grow is there's first one that comes out, and then there's like another one that comes out, and then there's another one, and then all of a sudden you've got a strand of... one second, actually.
Like a pod, isn't it? A pod with a lot of seeds.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually, Professor. I think, yeah, maybe what it means is, I'm not sure, because it's Sharshrois Shel Charuvin. It's strands of carobs, not strands on one carob. It sounds like it's saying strands of carobs. So it sounds like there's so big that there's, you know, many carobs growing in a strand, or you can actually make out the strands of the carobs of the pods because of what it looks like is it has the beans and a lot of in a string. So however it looks, but it has to be grown. Yeah, the point being that by carobs, immediately as the fruit comes out, doesn't get appropriates. V'chein b'zeisim, and also with olives. Ad she yigdal hanetz svivam, until the crown grows around it. V'koidem l'chein, and before this, mevarich b'rei pri adama. It gets the bracha of b'rei pri adama. V'chein ikar, and this is the halacha, according to the Ramah. According to the Ramah, it's not just grapes which have this, intermediary stage, but it's also carobs and olives that have this intermediary stage, where as soon as it's grown, it doesn't become immediately Bari Priyates. It becomes first Bari Priyadama, this intermediary stage, and then it's going to go on to Bari Priyates.
That's the Ashkenazic customs.
This is the minhag of Ashkenazim. So that would mean that if you have a Sephardi and an Ashkenazi sitting at a table, and they are eating the little tiny weenie olives that don't have the crown around it yet, whatever the crown may be, yeah, one of them is going to say Bari Priyates, and one of them is going to say Bari Priyadama. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch, the Sephardi would say Bari Priyates, and the Ashkenazi would say Bari Priyadama.
And then they will fight.
And then they're going to hug, kiss, and Shalom al Yisrael.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, I think we will we'll call it a day. We'll wrap it up. And then tomorrow... Oh, do you know what? No, we're going to actually see this quickly. Perfect. Okay. Sif Gimel. We're going to fly through this very quickly because there's not too much to see on this. Sif Gimel. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Professor, got it? Top of the next page.
Oh,
good. Garine Haperes. Seeds, or pits, of fruits. Well, not pits, actually, or pips, but seeds. Im heim masukim, if they are sweet, essentially if they're edible as well. A pit or a pip is not going to be edible, because that's going to be too hard. But a seed of a fruit, if it's sweet. Mavarech aleihem b'yrei pri ha'etz. That gets the bracha of Bayre Pri Ha'etz, seeds of a fruit. Gets the bracha of Bayre Pri Ha'etz.
Even if the tree is mainly for the fruit and not for the seed.
Sorry?
Even if the tree is grown for the fruit, not for the seed.
Even if the tree is grown for the fruit and not for the seed, it gets the bracha of Bayre Pri Ha'etz.
But that assuming that the seed is found within the fruit.
Yeah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah explains. Ve'im heim marim, if they are not sweet, if they're bitter, einoy mevarich aleihem klal, you don't make a bracha at all. Doesn't get a bracha. Why? It's not a fruit. It's not a fruit, and it's bitter. Well, 1 second. Remember that fruits that are bitter do get a bracha. So the seeds, according to the opinion of the Chayei Adam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it gets as long as it's edible, it gets a bracha Bari Priyates. These seeds, however, do not; they don't get any bracha.
Because you're not going to eat them.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Now let's throw something else into the chalent pot over here. Ve'im mitkon al yedei ha'or, and if you sweeten them through fire, meaning roasting, yeah, you roasted these seeds, you roasted these nuts or whatever it was. Mevarich aleihem shehakol, then it gets a bracha of shehakol. Okay, what's going on here? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll explain it all to us. See the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Gimel, the first Mishnah Berurah on the page there. Yeah, when it says it's sweet, Firstly, the Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka, doesn't mean it's actually sweet. Ela kol she'acheich ne'ne memenu b'miktsas, even as long as the palate enjoys it a little bit, then it gets the regular bracha. V'atam, what's the reason? Why do seeds, as long as they're edible, get a bracha of bari pireitz? V'atam she'mevarich bari pireitz, mishum, because deheim nami chelek mechelke apri, because this is a part of the pri. It's a part of the fruit. Yeah, you've got, I don't know which seeds are edible. Figs. Yeah, pomegranates. They're the seeds, but that's a part of the fruit. It's sweet as long as it's sweet. Pip from a clementine. That's not sweet. It's not a part of the fruit. That doesn't get a brepriates. Yeah, if you would just eat the pip by itself. If you would sweeten it by roasting it, yeah, and it would become edible, it gets a shahakel. Why does it get a shahakel? Because it wasn't a fruit. Yeah, it wasn't a fruit. It never started off its life as a fruit.
Why doesn't it get out of the marriage, did it?
Because it's not a fruit. It's not a fruit at all. It's not in the status of fruit.
It's a product of the ground.
It's a product of the ground, but it's not a... It's bayre peri ha'etz.
I said adama.
Bayre peri ha'adama.
But it's not a pre, you say.
It's not a pre. It's a product. It's not a pre.
What about coffee seeds?
Coffee beans?
It. Yeah, you can roast it and you can eat it.
Yeah,
and it's
coffee.
Quite delicious.
How about peanuts? It's adama. It's roasted.
But peanuts are different. Peanuts are different.
Well, they're not a tree anyway. But still adama.
Yeah. So peanuts are not from a tree. They get adama.
But they're roasted.
But they're edible before they're roasted. You can have raw peanuts. You can have raw nuts. Yeah, you can have raw nuts. They have all of these nuts. They have them raw and roasted.
Why do they roast them?
It makes them sweeter. Makes them more delicious.
Softer, maybe.
Makes them, you know, makes them nicer. That's the best way of enjoying them. Probably cocoa beans also. Cocoa is a different thing because it's not cocoa is not grown to have raw beans. Cocoa is grown to make chocolate out of it, to make powder, cocoa powder.
And the same bitter? With coffee.
And coffee as well, yeah.
Bitter if they're not roasted, maybe.
They may be a bit more bitter, but they're still edible, still perfectly edible. And then,
so what do we say on coffee beans?
Coffee beans, I don't remember. I think it might be Bayer Priyadama because that's not the Ica fruit of the tree. The Ica fruit of the tree is the cocoa powder itself. Can the problem is cocoa powder you're not going to make on you make Bayer Priyates because you don't eat cocoa powder.
Can you eat a coffee bean or a cocoa bean or is it too hard?
After it's roasted, you can eat it. After it's roasted, you can eat it.
Before you roast it, it's not edible. Is it?
Before it's roasted, I don't know.
You can't chew it maybe?
I don't know. I never tried.
Well, we have to have a field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the Amazon. It's not worth it.
I would go to Trader Joe.
They do have it, then.
Yeah, they have a lot of things out there. Stop and Shop has coffee beans, and they had a machine that would grind them, and you would buy the ground coffee bean. You would pick the bean you wanted, and you'd pour them into this machine, and it would grind it right there. There was a special bag for it to collect the ground coffee bean. You pick exactly the bean you want.
You do what?
Stop and Shop had a grinding machine. So you could pick your own beans from a wide selection of coffee beans and grind them right there.
Make your own coffee if they like.
Yeah. And that is the Ica Hapri. That's the main thing that coffee is grown for. The problem is that coffee, you have it with a mixture. Yeah, you have it together with a mixture, with a chocolate as well. Yeah, there's a There is a shita, I believe, that says on chocolate the bracha would be Bari Priya Eitz. Yeah, but we don't hold like that, because the main ingredient of chocolate is actually sugar. It's mixed together with the sugar, and it's a tyruvus. It's a mixture, so
but
that's
you do
not
have
gonna
pure cocoa chocolate,
chocolate butter, cocoa butter
also.
That's mixed together with alcohol.
There's a liquor. That's an intermediate a product.
Right.
We need a field trip to Costa Rica.
We should do a field trip. To where? Costa Rica? Okay. If we don't have a share next week, it's because we're in Costa Rica. We'll have a share in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica, yes.
Have a great day.